Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Next tonight, we're talking about rape and sexual abuse. You might find some of the details upsetting. Campaigners say it's time for more action to tackle the hidden scale of the problem in teenage relationships. It's as the government launches the first ever ad campaign to get teenagers thinking about the difference between consensual sex and rape. But there's criticism that it's not being used in schools. Here's Newsbeat's politics reporter, Dave Howard.
A house party. A couple slip away to a bedroom.
Let's get downstairs for a bit.
The mood quickly changes.
No, I don't want to.
Stop being weird.
This pair are just actors in the advert rolled out today online at cinemas and on TV. But the government says this kind of thing is all too common in teenage relationships.
Oh, my days. I feel like punching you.
19-year-old Tasneem, not her real name, she's watching the ad for the first time.
My heart's just beating. She was trying to push him away as well.
Does it remind you of your situation?
Yeah, it is exactly the way it is. So they don't listen. And then they say, oh, I never heard you say no. You never said no. You were okay with it.
Tasneem got together with a boyfriend when she was 14. She first had sex with him 6 months later because she was scared he'd leave her if she didn't. Later, he would beat her to make her sleep with him. He said he would spread naked pictures of her from his mobile if she followed through with a police complaint.
Which I didn't take, and I knew I didn't take them, but he made me believe that there were pictures of me. Because he used to rape me and I was unconscious. What if he did take pictures of me?
She did eventually get help from professionals, though, who explained that what was happening to her was rape and that it was wrong.
I feel like it was very normal because of the fact that he was my first love.
Much of the rest of her story is too graphic to go into in any detail, but it's exactly what this new advert is meant to tackle.
Stop it, wait.
Very good take.
Newsbeat got special access to the set of the filming of this new ad. You can see our behind-the-scenes video now at Radio 1 Online. You can also hear from the actors playing the couple, Sam and Izzy.
Girls, teenagers, women, they're either scared or they don't even know. Where's the line? Where is it crossed?
He's got his mind on one thing. He's not thinking about her feelings or her consent or anything like that.
He should have listened. If they don't, then... they're not right.
Victims' workers call the ad a start, but they say too many men accused of rape go free and that abuse services need more funding. And Tasneem has this message for the government.
They should go to schools, teach children, girls, about rape.
So you want that message to be put out more strongly that actually, if you don't want to, you don't have to?
Yeah, because it's okay to be a virgin. It's okay to not have sex with your boyfriend.
Now, the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg's been talking to Newsbeat about this today and addressing some of that criticism that the ad campaign won't be used in schools.
This is an advertising campaign. I'm not standing here telling teachers what to teach in the classroom. The advertising campaign is there to really rattle the cage and challenge particularly boys to understand that if they have sex with a girl who doesn't want to, they are committing rape.
And we've been asking for your thoughts on this too. Aidan's liked us on Facebook and written, "There is a huge difference between a couple of horny teenagers getting carried away and the guy with a knife in a park forcing himself on someone who's petrified." He asks, how can we possibly label them both with the same tag?
Hi, Newsbeat, it's Hamlin in Dorset here. I'm 19. When I was in high school, I dated a guy who, after 2 weeks of being with, I wanted to get out of the relationship. And I didn't think it was right at the time, but I didn't think you could do anything about it. Because being in a relationship, I didn't think it was right.
If that sounds like you, or you want confidential help or advice about rape, go to the article about all of this on the Newsbeat website.
So at the time, when you're in a relationship, you don't really think someone's forcing you to do something. I think they should use it in schools, because that is where it's happening, that's where it happened to me, and that's where it's happening to most people.
BBC Radio 1 Scott Mills.